The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining me right now for three charts, moving on news in 3 minutes-ish, is Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. You're right, Nick.
Good morning. Yes, good. Thank you.
Cool. Well, let's go with the first one. Cloud Call. Ticker Call. In its trading update, they announced it expects to report revenue growth in 2016 around about 50% over the prior year to approximately £4.9 million at a 78% gross margin. So Call. Good ticker there. What's your call on the chart of Call?
Yeah, Call. You know, Call for 2 years has been in a downtrend of higher lows, you know, of lower lows and lower highs. And for the first time, it looks like we're going to reverse that. You know, we've taken out that high from December, but we need to take out the September high, which is at 79, and we have reversed that trend and bottomed. And we are at 75.75, so we're really close. This one looks really good. It has broken out. You can draw a descending trend line. We've broken clear of all the moving averages, which we've done before, but this time I think it's solid. Support is now at around 70, and this one should keep going higher. First target is going to be a gap fill, and it's going to be around 122, 123.
Marvellous. All right, next one is Proxarma, PROX. They've announced a beacon network expansion of their beacons, basically. They're going to place them in a number of Chiltern railways from Birmingham to London, mainline trades. Prox. Is there any mercy here for the shareholders of Prox?
I thought we were doing Tulu and Uru, so let me just pull up.
Oh, sorry, yes, I know you had a computer. I sent you an update, sorry about that. Let's go with Tulu first, then. Let's go with TLOU anyway.
Okay, TLOU, yes, really held on to the bottom of the golden ratio zone, the 618 Fib, really nicely, and the 200-day moving average. It's pulling away. First problem, we're at 8.25. First problem is going to come around 9.37, 9.5, but this one looks good. I think the next leg up is underway.
Yeah, they've announced today they received a detailed request for proposal from the government of Botswana to develop a 100 megawatt coal bed methane power station in Botswana, which is good news for them. Okay, but let's go with the Uru as well then, because that was one of the risers. Yeah, Uru, U-R-U. There's no news out, but it's a riser. What do you reckon there?
Yeah, Uru is making a really tight wedge, you know, and stuck in a range. The high of that range is 0.91, and that's the first Fibonacci retracement, the 236 Fibonacci retracement from the spike high in 2014. Mm-hmm. And the bottom of the range is the 200-day moving average, which you can buy against, and that's at around 4.45. I really like this one. I think the third time we go back to that 0.9 level that we'll break it. And upside targets are 1.32 and 1.65.
Nice.
Looks good.
Yeah. Okay. On the fly, can you have a quick look at Proxarma, PROX? To be honest, it hasn't moved a lot. It did start earlier on, and then it didn't do anything. But it doesn't look very good on the chart. It's quite ugly, I think, for holders there. There's no sort of...
I don't know. You know, this... In Proxarma, the 0.4 level, 0.3, 0.4, has been really good support. You know, in 2015, that was the low. In 2016, like if you're going to buy it as cheap as you can, this is where it is. So there are buyers here. This is obviously where the base is, and we're pretty close to it. In fact, if I measure it now, it's 0.298, and we are at 0.4. So, yeah, it's still in a downtrend, but here we are right on support. So I think any bullish reversal price action might be interesting at this level.
Marvellous. Marvellous. Thank you very much, Nick. And if you could send me the charts, I'll put them on up there for people to look at, and they can listen to the podcast and understand what we're talking about. Cheers, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.